on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've got a full plate, ladies and gentlemen, lined up for you of absolutely vital information on this third day of November 2013, on this two-hour Sunday abbreviated transmission. Three hours, weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, and then, of course, the two-hour transmission every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Wow, there is so much to get into. Huge developments on the Obamacare front, with the Obamacare architect admitting the plan is to get rid of the individual having a insurance market and everyone being forced into a collectivist market. We're going to be getting into that admission. Of course, they always admitted that, but just thought their constituents were morons and would say that we were liars when we pointed out what they were actually planning. We're also going to get into a book written with aides of Obama, where he would brag about what a great killer he was and how manly it was to order drones to kill people. Obama reportedly said, "I'm really good at killing people." Yes, and then giving the drone pilots above Purple Hearts. Menotti Murphy got Purple Hearts for being wounded and shot by German soldiers. That was nothing compared to a drone pilot. Or someone giving orders to the drone pilot. They're even greater heroes. Perhaps we should give him 1,000. We're having inflation in the dollar. How about 1,000 Nobel Prizes? 1,000 Nobel Prizes a minute. Or 1,000 Nobel Prizes a second. We could give him 57 trillion Nobel Prizes. And that would make all the funding Al-Qaeda and funding torture and secret arrest and warrantless wiretapping and bid rigging and no-bid contracts and hiring more lobbyists than anyone before him and bankrupting the country. That makes it all okay. So we're going to get into Obamacare, the latest on NSA. We're going to get into Panetta, former SecDef, says U.S. may have to use military force against Iran. And we're also going to get into Obama using executive orders to bypass Congress on carbon taxes and more. And then, of course, the big news, I have to cover it to protect ourselves, really, but also to illustrate media control. The LAX shooting that left one dead and six wounded, unfortunately, if you even believe the official story. But it looks like it actually happened. Sometimes they stage stuff entirely, like Gulf of Tonkin. They have government documents like Operation Northwoods talking about how to stage mass shootings and blame on their political enemies. So we have to know that it is possible with this crew to do anything, but it probably happened. But the issue is that the official narrative has disintegrated. And we're going to be going over that. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is basically a White House front group that demonizes anybody that isn't left of Stalin. They have come out now and demonized. What do you think they demonized? It's just wild guess. You know, a lot of times when there's a mass shooting, I say, gee, I hope they don't blame me somehow. Then they'll have national stories going, Jones is delusional. He thinks they might try to connect him to it. And then they go ahead and still try to connect me to it. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about it, but it's really weird. Boston bombing, no connection to me. And they came out when I said that, well, there was a drill and there was government agencies involved and showed proof. Their response was, you're involved, Alex. And then they produced some local libertarian magazine that I wasn't even in as the proof. Now, to be honest, I do have 15 million listeners, a lot of folks that come along that, you know, listen to the show or watch it online. So it's actually hundreds of millions that know who we are globally. That's a conservative estimate. So, sure, it's like saying, did you watch Jay Leno? Yeah, I know who he is. Well, that's it. It's his fault in the Boston bombing as well. But they could ask the surviving brother, the surviving Patsy, the Boston bombing, if he's ever heard of Jay Leno. And then if he says, yes, I've heard of Jay Leno or Obama, then it's Obama's fault. Actually, it is probably. If Obama's controllers obviously did it. The evidence on that is stacked to the rafters. But we're going to come back and break down this as well. And folks saying he was dressed up, multiple witnesses, credible witnesses saying, no, he was dressed up as a TSA agent. Sounds like a drill to me. Fits the script. Introducing Pro.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you are with us, or you are with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me
live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And it is Sunday, the third day of November 2013. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to cover the news today. And boy, is there a lot of incredibly important news, very weighty issues. We'll also open the phones up on world events. We're going to get into the very suspicious tragic events at LAX, leaving one dead, six wounded, that fits in with more than 20 drills they've had, with no evidence it was coming, of a libertarian right-winger shooting up the precious TSA. And so we're going to be looking at this because it has all the earmarks, all the signature hallmarks of a false flag. And we know the globalists have been caught doing this before. It's called a gambit in military strategy, where you sacrifice some of your own people in a staged event as a pretext to wave the bloody shirt and mobilize your operation against the general public. It is a 3,000-year-old chess move, and it's 101 in military strategy and stratagem. So we're going to be breaking all of that down in our so-called government. Has a long, long, long history of staging events and being caught, attacking our own ships to get us into Vietnam, Gulf of Tonkin, or saying they were attacked. Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner two times, of course, broke in New Yorker a few years ago, the plan to have U.S. Navy SEALs attack our own ships to blame it on Iran. Of all people, George W. Bush blocked Dick Cheney from doing it. And there's hundreds of other examples. So the point is, state-run media like MSNBC, CNN, they're going to be aghast that we point out some of the telltale signs of this perhaps being a staged event. Boston bombing, if you remember, totally hands down. Both brothers, government operatives, one of them publicly on CIA payroll, protected for years. Part of a drill we know they were having. That was even the Boston Globe. Our reporters went and covered it. Were threatened by Secret Service, who weren't even around the president there. They were just there to threaten people, covering up Saudi nationals clearly involved, and so much more. And for exposing that, they then had MSNBC and others come out with no evidence. We play this clip here. You can just type in MSNBC says Alex Jones behind the Boston bombing. And on quite a few TV shows, they say, I am behind it, and then show no evidence. My lawyer says I could clearly win a lawsuit for defamation, hands down, but, I mean, they're so discredited anyways. And MSNBC gets government stimulus money, so I'm just be taxpayer money. My goal is not to win a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. It's just to discredit these people. But the point is they're very upset about us exposing them, so we're going to be getting into that in a moment. There it is. MSNBC blames Boston bombing on deeply racist Alex Jones, and then showed no clips of me being racist and no clips of me connected to the Boston bombing in any way except for my reporter asking questions at stage press conferences about the drill that the Boston Globe and a local TV station admitted, and the still photos by the thousands of men in military outfits with black backpacks running around during and after the bombing and all the rest of it. So the fact that Al-Qaeda in Chechnya is run by the CIA on record, and the older brother was on the CIA payroll, but I'm already digressing. We just see this over and over again. In fact, let me just cover this now, then I'll get into huge developments on Obamacare, huge developments in the Middle East, big developments on the NSA front. Obama is now bragging that he's, quote, really good at killing people. That's big news. So give another Peace Prize for that. He's really macho and tough, very gangster, so we're going to be breaking that down. But let's first just get into the whole false flag situation. Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag in February 27th, 1933. He was already elected as the leader of the country, but he wanted to abolish their Bill of Rights and Constitution in the Weimar Republic and to have Kaiser Wilhelm step down. So he did get that done using the destroying of their own Capitol building, their firebombing of the Capitol building of the Reichstag to get that job done. It had always been rumored to be a false flag, but a couple of years ago it was declassified. I don't know why the West declassified that. Well, actually, I know why. They don't want you thinking about things like that, that it was indeed a staged event by Hermann Göring. Then we even know more about Operation Himmler. You wonder how Nazi Germany, with its high-tech military in 1939, 1940, attacked Poland that had horse-drawn carriages and was a World War I-style army. Well, they attacked Nazi bases along the German-Polish border in Operation Himmler that was declassified in the Nuremberg trials. And in Operation Himmler, they attacked bases at Gleiwitz and others, and would even dress up local concentration camp victims in Polish regalia and German regalia, and they would then, of course, shoot them so it looked real, and then shoot film footage, 16 millimeter, I guess, for the German cinema. It was where you went to the news to get your movie for whatever a tenth of a mark was, and then you would also get 30 minutes of Hitlerian propaganda newsreels before, as they were called. We got that here as well, just our form of propaganda. And they said, how dare the Poles attack us, and then the rest is history. So the point is, when the media acts all aghast at this, it's like being aghast at the sun coming up in the morning. This is a standard operating procedure to do these type of things. And the fact is, we have criminal elements in our government that blew up the Maine in 1898 to get us in the Spanish-American War, that staged massacres in Cuba to then blame it on the forces there to invade in 1898 as well. And then just since then, it was declassified a decade ago that Bobby Kennedy went to his brother and wanted to blow up U.S. Consulates in the South America as a pretext to invade there, because the Pentagon had been coming to him as well, wanting to push that. So because Kennedy had said no, they went to his brother. So the fact is, you're just knee-deep in this, actually up to your eyeballs, and examples of false flags. And you've got the TSA wanting to roll out armed agents on the streets of America. It's already begun. Wanting to set up checkpoints on highways. Wanting to set up checkpoints outside the airport. They already search your car if you park it in long-term parking without a warrant. They're now shifting from saying Al-Qaeda is the reason, because everybody knows that's a hoax and a fraud, and our government publicly runs them in Libya and Syria and Egypt and everywhere else. So that's mainstream news. So now they're segueing in the news saying, oh, no, it's veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. They're going to attack us. And they had 20 drills in the last couple months. We had an article 5 days ago showing all these drills where the TSA is attacked by libertarians. And I'm going to show you some articles about that and play some news clips, not just us saying it. We're going to show you that they go, okay, the libertarians are going to come shoot us now, and they're the new enemy, okay? It's not Al-Qaeda. It's the gun owners and the returning veterans and the libertarians, all right, who don't want us setting up checkpoints on the highway and totally taking over as a national police force. They're going to attack. Oh, my goodness. Somebody dressed up like a TSA agent came in and shot some people. We don't know what happened. And it turns out, I said Friday, it may not be a false flag, maybe a mentally ill person or maybe somebody going postal. But I said, if they have a drill and if they were dressed up like TSA, it's a false flag. Well, there was a drill dressed up like TSA. It's probably a false flag. I mean, I'm an expert on false flags. Looks like a big, giant false flag.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325. or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, if you go up to Infowars.com, you can see the article, TSA Shooting Narrative Disintegrates. And again, if you question known liars who've been caught staging events over and over again, you're a conspiracy theorist. But everybody in history, including our founding fathers especially, knew that you don't trust big government, big corporations, big powerful institutions. You've got to hold them to task because historically they're the most dangerous things around. Government in the 20th century, according to the University of Hawaii study, killed 262 million people in the last century alone. The term is democide, if you'd like to look it up. That's non-military deaths, not military bombing London or bombing Dresden or bombing Tokyo, not the Allies attacking Germany or Germany attacking England. No, no. Governments lining people up and or hanging them, civilians, cold-bloodedly executing them, 262 mil. So it's always the biggest threat. But you say, hey, we better keep this government under control. Hey, the deficit's $17 trillion, and that's more than our GDP every year, and every economist says we're in deep trouble, basically. But Obama says, if you raise the debt ceiling, that doesn't raise the debt. And if you built a business, you didn't build that. And by the way, you're going to be able to keep your insurance. Don't listen to anybody that tells you that. Remember all these lies? And we say, actually, the bill says you can't keep your insurance in most cases, and it's going to double it. Shut up, racist. Literally. And you're like, what's that to do with race? That's what all racists say. They just change the subject because it's a criminal takeover. So you've got the TSA that is outside of sworn officers, outside of esprit de corps, outside of military history, outside of the JAG culture, which isn't perfect, but compared to just a whole new agency and a whole new enforcement arm, that's what every dictator did. Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot, Caesar, when he took over, set up his own new internal police force. You always set up a new group that doesn't have cliques, that doesn't have infighting, which is a good thing, separation of powers, that doesn't have any good guys in it, that doesn't have any checks and balances. You create your SS, your SA. And that's what the TSA is. And you laugh at them and go, waddling around searching people? Well, now it's armed on the streets. Now it's armored vehicles. Now it's, you see, that's how this Praetorian Guard gets set up. And they always do it smartly as a non-threatening thing. So many people I've studied throughout history, you can study it as well, would like to say, we're going to have a port security force, just 10 guys. And then 10 years later, 20 years later, it's 5,000 troops. I mean, I'm just using one example from the Byzantine Empire and one account I read of some local governor that created his own army that way. This is mission creep. And this is what these agencies do. And this is what all the military-industrial complex, most of them foreign bank-owned, are setting up, is a militarization of everything, where everything spies on us, everything tracks us, and we've got to pay for it. We got to pay for our car to have all these boxes taxing us and tracking us. We got to pay for the smart meter that dials into all our digital devices and surveils us on record. We pay for our own enslavement. We pay in the phone bill for fees under national security that paid since the Telecommunications Act of 96 to have the NSA grids put in. You pay for your own enslavement. And so I'm sitting here seeing the TSA have drills all over the United States of gun owners attacking them, libertarians attacking them. That way they can demonize their enemy. Oh, the people that don't like us are going to come in here and shoot us. And then magically it happens, and then magically we learn the sister airport had a drill, that airport at LAX just had a drill, and here's the headline, amazing headline out of the Digital Journal, LAX shooter, police trained for exact scenario 3 weeks ago. We have an article up at Infowars.com. 20 drills show that patriots are the main target of Homeland Security. There's the actual headline. I'm going from memory. 20 drills that prove the DHS official new enemy is the American people. Infowars.com. So I'm watching all this go on, and first we hear it's a TSA agent shooting people, and it's TSA agents that have been shot, and it's plainclothes people in suits and ties and dress shirts being drug out shot, so that doesn't fit. And then the story keeps changing, and that happens in a live event. But then the eyewitnesses, these aren't just reporters getting it wrong from the cops. These are eyewitnesses going, I saw him. He was in a TSA uniform with body armor. And I've told people this 100 times, in fact, more than 100. I said last week multiple times, look for a mass shooting at the TSA. I don't know how I know this stuff, folks. A lot of people think I'm actually behind stuff, I guess, because I can figure it out. But, I mean, I can see them branding something. It's like, how do I know a new McDonald's sandwich is coming out? The ads are everywhere. I mean, how do I know deer season's coming up? Oh, there's the deer season ads again. I mean, it's like, the libertarians are going to shoot us any minute. They're coming. And I'm like, it had to be Tuesday. I remember on the show, I don't have a crew to dig this stuff up. Listeners, can you dig it up? I said, if they ask you to go do a shooting drill or a bombing drill in an airport and you're an informant or you're a cop or you're whatever or a citizen, don't do it. They'll shoot you in the drill and shoot a bunch of people and blame you. How do I know this? This is how they do it. The czars used to have drills before the Soviets came in, and before that, the Bolsheviks. They would have drills and get patsies involved, and then they do it during the drill. In case their people get caught, they say, oh, it's part of the drill, just like the Boston bombing. Turned out a local paper screwed up and reported, oh, yeah, there was a drill of a bombing right there where it happened, Boston Globe, and a local TV station. Look it up. And the people involved in the drill, they're not involved in the bombing. That way, if they're one guy going in, or the one guy from the ceiling shooting people, or whatever the case was, that, you know, they shoot a few people, shoot the guy that's in the drill, then you get to set them up. There it is, police responding, training plan, but bombs hit first. Yeah, there's the Boston Globe. They trained months before and on the day of the bomb at the finish line. Again, they've even declassified in different government documents like Northwoods how they use a drill to cover up the real attack. It's not like I figured this out on my own. A lot of these manuals have been declassified. Then they say by accident and then reclassified. So when we come back, I'm going to play you the clips of witnesses saying he was in a TSA uniform. And then they say, oh, they shot TSA agents in their outfits, in their uniforms, in their costumes, their authority costumes, and then it's video the people shot weren't. And then there's the drills, and we're going to go over this at that airport and other airports of the exact same scenario when there'd never been a libertarian who's against the New World Order, Southern Poverty Law Center, Fed Run, comes out and ties it to Alex Jones and Glenn Beck and people that don't like the TSA. When I just released 2 weeks ago what was in the Federal Register, but they reclassified it, they accidentally declassified it, that they admit in federal court it's all fake and not for terrorists, and it's for the American people and for capital controls to keep you from fleeing during a depression when everything implodes. These are the border and highway police to shake everybody down and basically take you to the FEMA camp if they decide you've got a designation in the NSA file that they could use in slave labor. And by the way, that's the Emergency Centers Establishment Act and in the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp program. That if you're a doctor, an auto mechanic, you're going to the slave camp with pot bellies standing over you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. supplements, radiation, vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up in the next segment, your phone calls on any subject you want to cover. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, yet again today, 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air. What do you think about the LAX shooting? Is it suspicious to you? Look, it's very simple. The government and the interests that run it act like they're so concerned about one dead person. Well, I'm actually concerned about it. I have empathy for everybody who was a TSA attendant or guard, whatever you want to call them. They're not really officers. They're not sworn. I'm sad they were shot and killed. And it appears that this shooting did indeed happen. Sometimes they just say something happened that didn't even happen entirely. That's how controlled the state-run media is. But It is an elementary equation throughout history that governments and other groups stage events to blame it on their political opposition. It's a false flag. It's a self-inflicted wound. It's a staged event. It is a inside job. And then the establishment media ridicules anyone who points out a historical fact that most big internal terroristic events in the last really 200 years, it's turned out, were staged as a way for the establishment to go after their political enemies. Frame-ups are incredibly, incredibly common. And it even came out in mainstream media, and even Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh and Michael Savage had to come out and say it looks like NATO and Obama staged chemical attacks in Syria with al-Qaeda to blame it on their enemies. So we've come a long way. The fact that governments and criminal groups do this is a fact. I'm not saying this was staged, but the evidence, the preponderance of information leans towards that, and the timing of it. The drills that a libertarian, anti-TSA person is going to come in and shoot everybody, and it comes to a crescendo in the media to the point of, I said multiple times last week, on record, don't be part of a drill, or if you see a drill at an airport, get out of there. And then it happens. That's all I'm saying. And then the media jumps on it like it's a new 9/11, end of the world. You would have thought 1,000 people are dead. I mean, they can have an earthquake and 50,000 people die. It's not even in the news. Or there can be fires that kill 100 people, and then it's not even the news. Or there can be a flood displacing millions, barely in the news. But, man, you get one government person shot, it's like the earth split in two and blew up like the Death Star. And that is the propaganda. You got 53 million abortions. You got kids getting sterilized, getting paralyzed from vaccines. You've got all these other health effects. You got 300,000 a year on average dying from flesh-eating bacteria. Isn't even an issue. Just in the U.S., you've got all 200 people dying from honeybees each year. Hundreds dying from deer running out in front of their cars. Are they setting up deer fences everywhere to stop that? No. People die. But when it's the government being attacked, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world, and it's the anti-government people. It's Alex Jones, and it's Glenn Beck, and oh my, I mean, it's in AP and CNN and MSNBC and Raw Story and Southern Poverty Law Center is the one that put it out. Because it turns out yesterday, less than a day after all this happens, the Southern Poverty Law Center has access to the police and a letter stuck in this guy. How do you pronounce this guy's name? Paul Ciencia? So you've got Paul Ciencia, reportedly, and he's got a note in his bag that he did this because he doesn't like authoritarian government. That's a quote. And he doesn't like the New World Order, and he doesn't like the TSA violating his rights. And the TSA said 2 weeks ago, they said in announcements, if you criticize or ask us questions or make jokes, we're going to arrest you. That's terrorism. Just see, we're now the enemy. Suddenly it's us. And people are like, well, just go through the security, put up with it. This is a bathing in tyranny. This is a breaking of our will. This is a learn to be perps, learn to be prisoners. This is what prisoners go through when they show up at medium and maximum security prisons, is what the TSA does to you. This is the enslavement, the antithesis of what our republic was founded on. And if you don't do it, you're not a good American. So Paul Ciencia, who's unconscious, we're told, and if he pleads not guilty later and says there were other shooters, like the lone living Boston bombing patsy, you'll never hear about that. It'll be national security. The trial's secret. Well, we know why it's secret. Tamerlan, the older brother of Tsarnaev, on record was working with the CIA. That came out in British, German, and Russian news. There was a drill. There was a stand down. They set those brothers up, and they screamed at cops, we didn't do it. We're not part of it, as they shot his brother and ran over him and then chased the other one. Then shot up his boat with 50 cops, and he climbs out, and then they had to cut his throat out so he couldn't talk. By the way, I've talked to the police involved, just so you know, ladies and gentlemen. Just like we broke, there was an order by Obama for a stand down. A stand down at the Naval Yard shooting by the SWAT team from the Capitol that happened to be driving by right when it happened, a mile away, and were fully locked and loaded to go in and stop whatever happened. National security got declared on that one. On and on and on. This is how they set up the police state. This is how they take over. You want to take over the Middle East? Fund Al-Qaeda, have them blow stuff up. You want to take over America? Well, fund Al-Qaeda to blow stuff up, but then come in and flip it onto the American people. So let's go over some of the evidence here, but I just want to remind you. They are now coming out in literally hundreds of publications as we speak. It was like 10 yesterday, more than I could count this morning, and it's just flooding. Now, it's all over the news. The videos are coming into our inbox. As they say, Alex Jones is the one that coined the term New World Order. They actually say that in one article. Hitler used the term New World Order first on record. Before I was born, I was born in 74. Hitler used the term in 1936. You can look it up. At the Olympics that he basically founded, the modern Olympics. See, I'm cursed by being informed. It's like I'm here talking about, I guess, rocket science to the public, and they just think, that guy talks fancy. He's trying to show off. He's a terrorist. I hope somebody in a black uniform takes my guns to keep me safe from people like him. He scare me. Government love me. Like you're some domesticated pot-bellied pig or something I saw at the Austin Zoo yesterday with my children. I mean, does anyone really buy into all this fraud? All I know is we've got groups that stand to gain from staging stuff or letting it happen, who have a history of doing it, and who have the motive to seize power and blame us for political events. Before we go to break, let's play one of these clips. Here's KTLA with one of the countless videos we have of folks saying they saw the shooter with the gun in a TSA uniform.
Correct. There's two weapons playing a part, and this gunman looked like a TSA agent to me, because he was dressed like that, like a security, a TSA agent, and he was pretty big. I mean, bigger than me, like body-wise, so I bet if he was going to go crazy today, he was going to have
enough
body armor.
We got a whole bunch of videos like this. Let's go to the one where they did a drill of the exact same thing. And I think this is CBS. Cue up the one of the drill of the exact same thing. Here we go.
The officers didn't, I repeat, they didn't hesitate. They went after this individual and they confronted this individual in our airport. And unfortunately, it involved an officer involved shooting. But that's what needed to be done in that particular situation. And that was heroic. We practiced to this not more than 3 weeks ago. We took every one of our officers, our patrol officers, and a couple of hundred officers from the Los Angeles Police Department, and we practiced the exact
scenario. And I remember being on air at the time, as God is my witness, you can pull it up, and I said, watch them stage something in LAX. I remember on air, because the way the media was smacking their lips and had that look in their eye like the word had been given. These people, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Man, I tell you, I can't handle it anymore.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
236 years ago, the British newspapers, nothing against the great British people. I myself have got a lot of blood from the Isles over there. They declared that the colonists were terrorists. They were thieves, thugs, highwaymen, that they would be dealt with. And, of course, they ended up founding this republic. On the Bill of Rights and Constitution and the ideas of English common law that had been developed by their predecessors. They honored the good Englishmen and women who had stood for Magna Carta in 1215. So we salute the real Britannic roots today, not the fact that the globalists use England as one of their main command bases. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to your phone calls coming up here in just a few minutes. I want to make it clear. governments throughout history and also private groups stage events to blame their political enemies. That's a fact. False flags are a part of history. They're very common. But when you see the establishment state-run media come out less than 24 hours after this tragic event that's been blown way out of proportion compared to disasters 1,000 times bigger, when you see all the scripting and you see all the telltale signs, and when you see political enemies, Republicans, conservatives, constitutionalists, veterans, libertarians, but number one, Alex Jones and Glenn Beck. And look, folks, I'm not in competition with Glenn Beck, even though his show is very similar to mine. I agree with 95% of what's on his show. I don't want them to go after Glenn Beck. If they try to blame him for things he has nothing to do with, I'm going to defend him. I am absolutely nonviolent offensively. Do not start anything. Do not go shoot anybody. Don't shoot cops at a checkpoint. Don't shoot FBI agents. Don't shoot ATF agents. Do not go out looking for trouble. If somebody comes up shooting at you, like Sheriff John Brown in the famous song talking about, I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the deputy. Here came John Brown coming down the road to shoot me, so I shot first. That's a different issue. But we're not trying to cause a civil war here. The globalists are. We don't want a fight with the police and the military. We have more in common with them times 100 than we do the offshore globalists that are manipulating this. And the police and military are smart enough, being on the inside, to understand that and realize there's a manipulation happening here. So they chose Los Angeles or something like that. And that's my gut. That's my inclination. I now remember 3 weeks ago with the drill at LAX, the mass shooting, saying, oh, my gosh, when they do stuff like this, look out, it's L.A. If they're going to stage something, it'd be a place like L.A. I remember saying it. You remember. Go to all the YouTube videos, the PrisonPlanet.TVs. Find it. Post it. And then I said this week multiple times, look for a staged attack at a checkpoint or a police station or a TSA line, because I just see all the pre-programming. It's like, how do you know? You always forget fall's coming around until you see Christmas stuff. You go to the mall, there's Christmas music. It's the same thing with the PR rollout. It's just everywhere. The libertarians are going to come to the airport and shoot everybody. Never happened before. And I'm like, wow, they're in all these movies and dramas and sitcoms. It's the anti-New World Order people. They're going to kill everybody. Get ready for it to be staged. Or this could be a mentally ill person that sees the countless cop shows and TV shows, Hawaii Five-O, every show I see, every show my crew tells me about, we play clips, is the libertarian liberty lover shoots up the TSA, murders the children, on and on and on, the demonization, when it's not happening in the real world. So they don't even have to stage it sometimes. Copycats will see that, and it puts the idea in their mind. You know, New York, Chicago, L.A. police famously, every time somebody gets up on a skyscraper and jumps off, they know for 2 days to post police there or to put up fences, because somebody sees one person jump off the Empire State Building. Suddenly it's on the news. People that are suicidal go, I was going to blow my head off today. Let me go to the Empire State Building to do that. Now it's all plexiglassed in. You can't. This is mob psychology. And they show you images of running people at LAX and all the fear and, oh, my gosh, I better do what they say. It's the libertarians. They're coming to kill me. It's a psyop, even if this guy was unstable and went and did this. Regardless, people have died. It's terrible. But why is it being pushed so much? See what I'm saying? Meanwhile, 1 week after they passed Obamacare 3.5 years ago, Newsweek had the cover of the case for killing Granny, showing an old woman being unplugged. Bill Gates came out and said the death panels are real. Kill a grandma, hire 10 teachers. The death panels were in there. The bioethics boards. We knew what this was going to do. Rahm Emanuel's brother had written white papers, Ezekiel Emanuel. His brother was the chief of staff at the time, now Chicago mayor, Chicago Don. And he came out and admitted all this, and they would control us through the health care. Well, now he's come out and admitted, okay, you are going to have no more private market where you go out and buy what you want, no more market. That's because the insurance companies want it. And what he's saying is true, but their plan was to destroy it. The insurance companies will still get all the money as foreign banks. That's what they are. But you won't have a choice. That's why it doubled this year. That's why it's set to triple next year and quadruple by middle of 2014. The numbers vary. In fact, it's worse than I even prognosticated trying to read the riders. It's a bunch of special interest in there. Get whatever they want. Big insurance companies shut down little ones, shut down competition. Shut down what type of tests and health care people can get, but you still got to buy expensive health care that's double the price. On and on and on. I mean, it is a wreck Medicare, Medicaid. Let the government give you less care. This is the greatest screw job in history. And everything we said about it was accurate with our guests and experts to a point, but I was wrong. Obamacare, I was right up to a point of how bad I thought it would get from the legislation, trying to read it, understand it, but I couldn't believe that they're this arrogant and think you're this dumb. It was light years beyond what I thought. So I was wrong here. This was much worse than I even thought. Obama was much worse than I thought. I mean, I knew he'd be bad, but I mean, this is unbelievable. So let's go to a video clip of him on Fox News Sunday. This is today. Admitting, but spinning it like, oh, the insurance companies are the ones, they get it, not us, which is true, though, but still gets Obama out of the trouble. Not all the insurance companies. I have family that works in major healthcare management. Okay, they're all getting out of it, not because they don't want to not make money or because they're bad. It's because it's written where little operators can't operate. It's written to shut down competition, folks, just like Obama shut down our coal power plants. And you're seeing the evidence of that now. So let's go to this clip of the architect, one of the main architects of Obamacare, now admitting what we told you was going to happen. You're not going to have a health market. You're just going to have to buy whatever the insurance companies say because they bought off the government. Here it is.
People who knew the law as it was being written knew the president wasn't telling the truth. The grandfather provision written into the law itself was too narrow. And frankly, they wrote a regulation intentionally trying to get people out of the individual market. They want the people to go into the exchanges because there's a lot of people in the individual market. The whole point of the exchanges is to close down the individual insurance market
over
time.
The insurance company,
they wanted to move millions of people into the exchanges.
Insurance companies don't like the individual market as it's constructed. They see the future. That individual market is going away. They don't want to invest in it.
But that's why President
Let me finish.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Rahm Emanuel's brother who helped write the bill, the eugenicist doctor that says reduce population death panels. We have clips of him. We played it 3 years ago trying to stop this. You didn't listen to us, or at least the rest of the public didn't. And you hear it? The insurance companies see the future. It's going away. It was meant to wreck it and give us what England has, everything else, where it's not free. You pay 30% of your paycheck for it. And then when my crew members that live in England go to get health care, they can't get it with their national health care card. You can have rot throat, strep throat. You don't get health care. Just go home and die. Okay, this is it. See how funny it is to them? They see the future wrecking the free market. But get this. You will still pay to foreign banks. Private interest will get your money. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.